This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Ohio State has released its annual CLEARI Act report. It's mandated by federal law, and it details all of the crime that's reported on and near campus in a year. WOSU's Nick Evans has been poring over the report on 2018, and he joins me now to discuss it. Nick, reports of rape have risen steadily at Ohio State since 2016. Do we know if more assaults are happening or if this is just better reporting?
Well, the people at Ohio State seem to think that it's better reporting. I spoke with Dan Hedman. He's a spokesman for the university. And he said that, you know, right now we're at 93 and it's risen from 56 just 2 years ago.
We look at that, ironically, as somewhat of a good thing. We know that these things are likely happening. We want to connect survivors to resources. There's a lot of resources at Ohio State. And so we actually expect those numbers to continue to rise over the next few years.
And so he really emphasized that this is not a good statistic. It's not something that they feel happy about, right? But they've also done other reporting, other surveying of students. And what they saw is that a strong majority, 70% plus, seem to feel as though they know where to go if something happens to them. And they feel confident that the university will adequately address it. So although the university isn't excited to see this continual rise, they do sort of think that things are moving in the right direction in terms of how we're responding to this.
Another crime that's up is burglary. It's almost doubled in just 1 year compared to two when it comes to rape. What's behind that?
Well, one of the things that we need to keep in mind here is that we're talking about relatively small numbers total, right? And so one of the things that Mr. Hedman pointed out is that just a couple of repeat offenders can really, you know, move the overall number in a big way.
So we actually had one individual commit 9 burglaries that we've tied to that person so far, and the police made an arrest in that case. And that individual was targeting mostly medical center facilities, stealing things like credit cards and cash out of purses.
While reports of both burglary and rape were up, alcohol violations were down sharply. Do we know why that is?
Well, there's actually kind of a fairly easy explanation for that. Ohio State started selling beer at the stadium. One of the things that Dan Hedman pointed out is that, you know, in the past, many of those arrests had to do with Ohio State football games. And so now that people have gotten a little more familiar and comfortable with the fact that, you know, once I get into the stadium, I can buy a beer, there's been a bit less of the rowdiness, if you will.
And the drinking before the game even starts.
Right.
Ohio State broke out the crimes that we just talked about, which mostly happened in 2018, from the deluge of Richard Strauss allegations that happened decades ago but were only reported last year. Can you give us a quick recap of what the university found when it came to those violations, allegations,
yeah.
I suppose I should say?
Emphasis on reported, right? So the CLEARI Act, it has to do with when a crime was reported. And so despite the fact that we have hundreds and hundreds of instances tied to the former team doctor Richard Strauss, they're getting reported this year because that's when they were reported. So what we saw is that for the 2018 report, there were roughly 1,000, 992 to be exact, instances of fondling that were reported and 30 of rape that were reported. And the school pointed out that, you know, because the investigation into Strauss stretched over more than a year, there will be additional instances that will be reported on next year's CLEARI report. Already, they've said there are more than 400 instances of fondling and about 17 of rape.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.